President Sulu Dalein Jallow is challenging the court's expected decision.
The Constitutional Court said that your party provided no evidence to your claim of fraud. Your reaction?
We heard the court say that we did not file evidence, unfortunately. This court missed the opportunity to strangle democracy in our country and increase uncertainty about Guinea's stability.
Mr. Diallo, the last time we spoke, I asked whether you have confidence in the Guinean judiciary. I will ask that question again. Do you have confidence in the court?
My answer is invariable. We have the court's decision reinforce our doubts about its ability to say the law and its independence from the President of the Republic. Today, unfortunately, all institutions are controlled by Alpha Conde. That's why our democracy is broken.
In a way, the re-election of President Conde is similar to that of President Alassane Ouattara in Cote d'Ivoire. Do you think that these two examples have helped to advance or hinder democracy in Africa?
Absolutely. The elections that are carried out of result of manipulation of the institution are setback for democracy in Africa. Both presidents are very old and have chosen their interests at the expense of democracy and development of their country. It's also a challenge for the new generation, which must redouble its effort to strengthen their democracy institution.
Your leader, Sulu Dalein Diallo, contested the election, even though some key members of the opposition boycotted. Does Mr. Sulu Dalein Diallo have any regret for going into the election alone?
We are right to participate in the electoral competition. This has demonstrated to the world an ability to bring Guinea together and our wilderness to unity and together for development. President Sulu Dalein is more than ever the choice of the people, while Alpha Conde appears clearly as a putschist.